This morning we come to the last message in the second morning session. We are doing a little switch. So this is the last message on the twos and the threes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Page 51. When the Lord was going to ascend soon, he got with the disciples in John chapter 21. And what we've been singing in this song, he shared with Peter, restoring his love, that Peter would take care of the sheep. And brothers and sisters, there's an interesting parallel between the Lord and Paul with the saints in Ephesians. The Lord spent 3.5 years with the disciples, and then he surely opened up so much concerning himself, concerning his counsel, you could say. And then, really, his last word, in a sense, was, take care of my sheep. And then we see with the Ephesians, Paul was with them for 3 years. He didn't shrink from opening up the counsel of God to them. Oh, wow, how awesome. And because he had been with them for 3 years, he had this relationship, so he could totally just charge them at the end, take heed to yourself and to all the flock. You know, he didn't know he was going to be able to write the letter to the Ephesians. This could have been his last word. Thank the Lord he was able to write the letter to the Ephesians. But he kind of ends it saying, take heed to yourself and to all the flock, among whom the Holy Spirit has placed you as overseers. Why? To shepherd the church of God, which he purchased in his own blood. This word the Lord spoke to Peter, this word the Lord spoke to Paul, you could really say the Lord has spoken it to us. It's in the word, it has been spoken to us. We need to receive it. Because it's been spoken to us, you know, they were with them for 3 years, 3.5 years. They had a way to just charge them. I have been with you for some, not at all. So I can't really charge you this morning. You don't know me. You haven't seen me for 3 years expressing God. So I don't feel this morning to charge you. It's in the Word. The Lord has spoken. Rather, I would like to share with you, I'll try to hit the outline here and there, but I'd like to share with you my testimony of being shepherded by twos and threes, specifically by twos and threes who were in high school, who were in college, and who were maybe recent college graduates, because that is who you are. And I hope you would leave this time realizing, wow, I can shepherd the church of God.
Amen.
Okay. The title is Shepherding and Perfecting in Twos or Threes. Roman numeral 1. In the twos or threes, we should care. Amen. For others in the way of shepherding. To shepherd is to take all-inclusive, tender care of the flock. Shepherding refers to taking care of all the needs of the sheep. Well, I don't know if you ever had this thought, that I cannot shepherd. I haven't been to the full-time training yet. I don't know much of the Bible. How can I shepherd? I'm not qualified. You know, I just want to take this concept that I'm not qualified, and I just want to explode it this morning. I just want to wound it up in a ball and just throw it out of here so that you'll never think that again. Good. Andrew said he liked that, so good. Andrew likes it. Brothers, there's lost sheep everywhere, and I was a lost sheep in junior high and high school. And I just want to say this real quick. I made poor decisions. You know, one time, I shaved my head. Like to the skin. I'm sorry, brothers. To the skin. And there was this bleach and brown strip of hair that was really long right here. I mean, I could have been wearing a sign saying, "Shepherd me, please." That's pretty much what my hair was saying. And, you know, I'm sorry, brothers. There's another thing. You know what dreadlocks are? One time I had dreadlocks. And you know, dreadlocks, what you do is you tangle your hair on purpose. You may not know this. You may know what it looks like, but how you form it, you tangle it on purpose, and then you don't wash it for a long time. I deliberately did that. You know, it's like, this brother needs help. And who's going to help this brother? Get him a trainee grad. Get him an older brother. Well, there were two brothers who were seniors in high school. And one brother, they were companions. And one brother, he was a new one. He came in high school. And this brother, you would look at this brother and you would say, "Keep this brother away from our young people." You know, this brother, he's one of those brothers that whatever comes to his brain, he just says it. So he caused a lot of sisters to cry. And he made a lot of brothers angry. You know, it'd be like, "Oh, there's brother so-and-so." And then it's like, when he decided where to go to college, it's like, "Oh, Lord, he's coming here. Let's get ready." Right?
That's right.
He knows. He spent a lot of time with his brother. Well, this brother was key to shepherding me when I was in junior high and high school. This is a brother who it's like, he cannot shepherd. He's new. He doesn't know much of the word. Keep him away from the sheep. But he and this other brother, they would, you know what's big with shepherding? All-inclusive tender care. You know what that means? That means time. That means T-I-M-E. These brothers spent time. They were seniors in high school. They weren't like nerds. You know, like, what I mean by that is, I'm sorry, I just mean they didn't know anybody. They had lots of friends. But they gave themselves to spend time with me and some of these other brothers. And how did they spend time with us? They would beat us up, but it's because we liked it. We were weird, you can already tell. We would jump on them, and then they would throw us to the ground, and you know, but we liked it. Don't go do this. Don't go, "Okay, I'm going to go shepherd and beat someone up." No. We liked it, and so it worked. Okay? That was a shepherding to us. They're wrestling with us. You know, this was their loving us. It's different, but they took interest. You know, to a junior hire, you know what, like, is the coolest thing ever? To let someone, you know, someone lets you drive their car. Oh. So, don't go do that, necessarily, but, you know, they let us sit in their passenger seat. Both these two seniors, they had stick shifts, and they would let us, with our left hand, do the gear shifting. Oh, that was the coolest thing ever. Oh, it's like, you know, I went over to England one time. They're like, "Can you drive?" And I said, "Oh, yeah." You know, and everything's a stick shift over there, pretty much. They said, "Really? Have you driven on this side of the car?" I said, "Well, yeah." I didn't use the pedals, but, you know. But, you know, this was just such a shepherding to us. You know, you're talking about brothers who grow up in the church life and they're not really open to anything spiritual. And then you got these kind of knuckleheads who are 4 years older and they just spend time. And they just care for you. They go to your tennis matches. They go to your soccer games. You're playing and you see them over there. You're like, "Yes, that person cares about me." You know? And then, and also, they didn't have an agenda, you know? It wasn't like, okay, I got to take care of Whitney. And then, okay, Whitney, when are you going to be open so I can share the Bible with you? You know? No, they just cared for me. And you know what they really did so I could get the word into me? Because that obviously is a need. We got to give milk. This is a top way to shepherd. Bring them to a meeting. Bring them to a home. These brothers were our means of transportation to the YP meeting, to all. We went to multiple home meetings. These brothers took me to Ken's house. That's how I went to Ken's house all 4 years of high school. I would drive 30 minutes over to go, and we would just sing. And that was really when I started becoming a sheep that was getting shepherded and getting fed. And it's through these knuckleheads who you would say, keep them away from the sheep. But no, anyone can shepherd.
Yeah.
You just spend time. The word shepherd nearly equals the two words nourish and cherish. This is point B. One, to cherish people is to make them happy and to make them feel pleasant and comfortable. Well, because I started going over to the home meetings in Arlington, when it came time to go to school, I had a lot of feeling about Arlington. So the Lord absolutely led me there, and it's through other groups of twos and threes. When I was in high school, I started hanging out with some college students who were in school in Arlington, and these brothers, that same thing, they just loved me. I would play volleyball with them. I loved it. We'd stay up late playing beach volleyball and playing cards. But then, you know what we did a lot? That's when it started getting more spiritual, which is proper, you know? You got to have the human care. If you do spiritual too early, you're just going to hurt them. They, you know, it was time. I had been warmed up by those other dear brothers, and now they're still spending time, there's love, there's interest in me, and now we're starting to pursue the Lord. I'm joining them. And you know, one thing about these twos and threes, I hope you realize you're always looking for fruit. It's not Andrew, Alex, oh, I love the threes. I live because of you. You live because of me. We're helping each other. La, 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 la. Go away, Julius. La, 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 la. No, 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 no. You're always looking. You're loving one another, but you're always looking because you're one with the Lord. If you're really in a proper two and three, you're one with the Lord, and the Lord is concerned for the sheep. He's concerned for those who are not believers. He's concerned for those who are believers, not in the church life per se. And he's concerned for those who are believers in the church life. Amen. We all need care. So I start spending time with these brothers in Arlington. And you know what I saw? You know, we have all these needs. One brother, he's so sloppy. He lets his sink get filled. And you know how people, like, at least if they put their dishes in the sink, they'll, like, rinse it? This, you know, no rinsing. You know, just, and it just piles up. And, you know, like, peanut butter sticking on there. And it's just, like, that's one of the grossest things to wash off. So I'm there, and I see these two brothers. And they're not at their house. They're at another brother's house. And they are, Kyle, come here. Come stand next to me right here, bro. You know, I want to be filled with the triune God.
Yeah.
I want to be filled, wash dishes, with the triune God. He makes me happy. I want to be filled with him. I want to be filled with the triune God. You know, he makes me happy. I want to be filled with him. Thanks, bro. Okay. It's not their house. They didn't put the dishes in the sink. That wasn't their dishes. And they're not, you know, and they're just there enjoying the Lord, these two brothers. And they're doing someone else's dishes. What do you think, what kind of effect do you think that has on someone who's, you know, going into college, he's got a taste for being with the brothers, and he sees these two brothers caring for another brother like that? What kind of effect do you think that has? That puts something into me.
Yeah.
I want to care for the sheep all my days.
Yeah.
I want to, and I not do it out of obligation, do it out of the enjoyment of the Lord. And these brothers didn't go up afterwards like, hey, brother, we washed your dishes for you. You're welcome. Often, you didn't even know a brother. He wouldn't even be home. He'd come home, the sink's empty. The dishes are there clean. Who did it? God. And man, in twos and threes.
Amen.
That's right. That was cherishing that brother. Amen. To nourish people is to feed them with the all-inclusive Christ in his full ministry. You may be intimidated by the term all-inclusive Christ in his full ministry. You know, okay, go back and feed the sheep on your campus, but make sure when you share with those sheep, you share with them about the all-inclusive Christ and his full ministry. It's like, well, what is that? You know, brothers and sisters, just enjoy something of Christ every day and share it with someone. You will share Christ and his full ministry as time goes on.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay? You know, do we appreciate Brother Ken Walker being here? Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. This brother could not be here if it hadn't been for someone who, after tennis class in college one day, went up to him and said, hey, can I share something with you I enjoyed? And he just said, you know, who asked you that? You know, so it was just kind of like, sure. The person shared with him something from the book of Ephesians for under a minute, just a little milk, and that, you could say, changed this brother's life. Who here can say a little something, 30 seconds, to someone? Just give a little milk to a lamb. That might lead to that lamb coming into the church life.
Yeah.
And even maybe even becoming a joint of supply.
Right.
We don't know. How many other Brother Kins are out there who just need someone to share a little milk to them?
Yeah.
Just after class, just say, just preface it. Just say, hey, can I share something with you I enjoyed? Say that. Quote, say that. Or say it how you want. But just so easy. It's so doable.
Yeah.
You know, I observed this one older brother for a long time. And I always thought, man, he's so constituted with the Word. And it's really true. The Word is in him. But over time, I realized, you know what he usually shares pretty much every day? It's just something he enjoyed of the Lord freshly that morning. You want to know the qualification to shepherd someone? It really, once again, it has nothing to do with your accruing all the Word into you. Although you need to do that. And it will help. Actually, what it comes down to is just a fresh enjoyment of the Lord in the morning. Enjoy a little something, and then you have something for the rest of the day to give to somebody.
Amen.
To nourish.
Amen.
Real quick, I just want to share a story or two real quick. For those of you who maybe are a little isolated, I've shared about brothers being in the corporate. What if you're on your own campus? There's still a way. As was mentioned, one brother was so desperate that someone he cared for became his companion. And that's really the case. That happens often. If you find someone you can care for, really you're caring for him, but he becomes your companion. Okay? You just look at Brother Marquise, you know. Sounds like brothers were caring for him, but actually really he's a companion to Jesse Mala. He's a companion to Aaron. You know? But also, you know, there was this brother who came into the church life just a few years ago, but he wasn't from Cambridge. He was from down in Virginia. And he goes back, and there's no saints there. And so he's Skyping with me, and you know, and we're talking. And we're really a two. You know, he doesn't have someone there, so we're kind of, you can be in a two with someone who's far away. It's okay.
Yeah.
Keep him up to date. Have scheduled times to pray, and we did. You know what this brother told me? He said, hey, Whitney, you know, he's new in the church life. What's a seeker? And I said, well, you know, it's someone who's, you know, not saved and the Lord's operating and he's seeking the Lord. And he's like, oh, okay. And I was like, what? He's like, well, I thought it was someone that's in Christianity who's not satisfied with Christianity and he's like, wants something more. And I was like, well, brother, that sounds like a seeker too, you know. And then he said, oh, okay. And I was like, why? And he said, all my friends are seekers. And there's this brother all by himself down there. Well, We would schedule a Skype call at least once a week, and we would pray for his friends. And one of his friends is now coming along into the church life.
Amen.
But, you know, how can he do that? He's not a part of a two right there. He doesn't, you know, the church is an hour away for him when he was there. It's possible.
Yeah.
You should walk away from this time realizing it's possible.
Absolutely.
Even if you're the only one on a campus.
Possible.
Even if you feel so short, you can shepherd, you can give milk.
Yeah.
Time is up. I can't finish the rest of these points. Read them later. They're good. Be encouraged.
Amen.
Shepherd, feed, and perfect.
Amen.
Right, Andrew?
It's even scarier, right? Perfect. When I even qualify to shepherd, well, how are we supposed to perfect someone? But our burden is really to impress you all that we're qualified. I would say even we're more than qualified. You know, we need more perfecting, of course. We need more shepherding from one another. But as we receive the shepherding, as we receive the perfecting, we become very qualified to do the same work. Let's read Romans 2 together.
We must coordinate the twos or threes to perfect those under our care.
Let's read A, 1, 2, and 3. Their function through them.
The church is built up.
The building of the
church is the responsibility of all the saints.
Well, we'll read the last phrase together again.
The building up of the church is the responsibility of all the saints.
So it's our responsibility, right? The gifted members, they are. We don't have to worry about them. They're doing their job well, but then their job is to perfect all the saints, right? So as a result, all the saints, guys, we learned yesterday, last night, all the saints are able to do the direct building of the church. If you look at point one, A1, there's a correction right there. That's supposed to be Ephesians 4:12. Just as Whitney shared, Whitney was being brought back to the church life by the twos and threes. I didn't grow up in the church life. I didn't grow up as a Christian. I didn't get saved until junior year in college, actually. But I was saved because there were twos and threes, actually more than twos, like a bunch of people, twos and threes. They were caring for me. They were caring for this wild sinner. Whitney has a mohawk. I had long hair up to my shoulder.
Oh.
Freshman year in college, but then somehow the Lord was seeking for me. This is a miracle that my circle of friends, my closest friends, were church kids. Like, how did it happen? I don't know. The Lord put me there. And every Friday I knew that they would go to a meeting. Like, you know. Every Friday, I knew that I can't hang out with them because they would go to a Christian meeting. It's like, I wasn't interested to go to a Christian meeting, so I didn't hang out with them. But on Saturday, you know, I would spend a lot of time with them. On Sunday, I would spend a lot of time with them. And, you know, and any other week, except Friday, they're not available because they go to a home meeting. They would invite me, so they would be faithful to invite me. But for the first 2 years, I was like, no, not really. I didn't want to go. You know, it's not my thing. But it's twos and threes. It's interesting that they actually never preach the gospel to me. They never say anything about the word, about the Lord. But their function, their faithfulness to invite me to the meeting eventually, got me to meet the Lord. So they're, in a sense, that they're functioning. You know, their function is just to invite. So if they never invited me, if they stopped inviting me after the first year, I would never have been here. I wouldn't be here. So I'm eternally grateful to this.
Amen.
To this twos and threes that invited me to come to the meeting.
Amen.
Right? So this is why I want to impress you. This is important, to be in twos and threes, to shepherd and to perfect. Because we can't do it ourselves. You know, even in Ephesians 4:11, right, you see there are at least four of these categories of perfected members. There were the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and shepherds and teachers. So there's not just one. It's not just, okay, the Lord didn't just give like one all-inclusive member, but the Lord gave at least four, right? So those four are needed to shepherd, to perfect the members of the body. Just another testimony. When I was in college, I was in Berkeley. I came in. I lived in a brother's house, and there was a group of brothers who were serving there, and I loved them all. They're all great. You know, I still keep in touch with them, and then I see them as my pattern, and they were really care for me. They were really caring for me, and the way they care for me is all different. I think there were about five or six brothers. I would have a life study reading appointment with one brother for half an hour once a week. And I would have, for another brother, I would have a running time. We would go running together. That was his time with me. And another brother, he would teach me how to cook. You know, college students didn't really know how to cook. So he would, it's not every week, but occasionally he would invite me to his place. He would tell me, like, okay, do this and this and this and this, and then you make a dish together. And another brother actually would play board games once a week. I think all of you can do that, right? We all like to play board games. So there's the spiritual aspect, and there's also the human aspect. And another brother, we would, this is actually the, I would receive the most perfecting, but I don't enjoy it that much. He would take me out on a gospel once a week. How it started was like, okay, you want to come with me to preach the gospel? I was like, maybe. But I went. What he told me is that, don't worry, I just start the conversation, and then when you feel like, you know, talking, you can just jump in. So that would happen. You know, we would walk around campus, and then, you know, he would preach someone, and then he would just start the conversation. And in the beginning, I wouldn't say anything, but as you're talking to people, it's just really easy to jump in and say something. Especially he's not a student and I was a student, you know. Anyway, that's really a perfecting to me. So and all these five brothers, in the sense that they're twos and threes, they're perfecting me. They were shepherding and perfecting. So we need to see that shepherding and perfecting, actually, they're just one. Shepherding includes nourishing and cherishing and giving people food. But, you know, just as we realize that in order to be a healthy human being, we need to eat and we need to exercise. Amen. So we can't just be eating all the time and not functioning. So in order to be a healthy Christian, we need to eat, right? We need to be nourished by the word of God. We need to function, you know, and for the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Okay, let's read B together.
The goal for the perfecting of the students is that the students will participate in the work of the ministry, which is to build up the body of Christ.
This is really the highest goal. Yeah. This whole week, right? We're being perfected unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Right. If you look at the footnotes in Ephesians 4, the work of the ministry is the same as the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
But if you make it even simpler, the work of the ministry is really to minister Christ for the building. So we have received so much Christ this week, and we do have Christ that we can minister to others. When we minister, the body is built up. If you look at Ephesians 4:16, I think most of you memorized this word. There are two ways that the body is built up. They're not two separate ways. The way the body is built up by the joining and the knitting, right, and by the operation of each one part. The joining and knitting is like, you know, it happens spontaneously when we enjoy Christ. When we enjoy the Lord, when we sing, read the word, when we pray, read, spontaneously there's a joining and there's a knitting. And then as we receive the measure, the grace that the Lord given to us through according to our measure, there's an automatic functioning. And the functioning is the operating, right, of the each one part. And that causes what? The growth unto the building, the body builds itself in love.
Amen.
The body is automatic. The building is automatic. It's building up itself, right, in love through the joining and knitting and the operation.
Amen.
Actually, so that's why it's really important to realize that the first thing we need to understand is that the body is organic. So in order the body to be built up, there needs to be the life supply. Amen. Right? The Ken special. Life. Right. So without life, there's no joining and knitting. Right? So the first thing we have to realize that in order for us to be qualified, which we are qualified to shepherd and perfect, is that we need to have life. Life in our personal Christian life, and also life in the church meeting. And for this, I want to have the rising sophomore from the Boston area to come up. Amen. Oh, just the brothers, maybe just the brothers, so I can pick on them. So like during one of the meals, I asked Nathan actually to share if he have any pop-up or testimony regarding perfecting. Nathan said no. He's like, I don't have any experience of perfecting. But I want to impress you all that these are all freshmen in the Boston area, and we love them very much. And they're, you know, they love one another. They have a lot of times together. They enjoy the Lord together. Yeah. Even during Thanksgiving. I heard that they all came to Amherst to be here just to sing some songs. Amen. Right during Thanksgiving. And I think Nathan and you already had some time to pray together, right, during the school year?
We tried.
they were practicing, right? So I want to, you know, this brothers right here, you know, they're practicing the twos and threes. So in a practice of the twos and threes, I feel like I want to point out that, did you call on the Lord? Do you sing some songs?
Yeah.
Do you sometimes pray?
Yeah.
Do you pray, read the word?
Amen.
So in the sense that they're qualified, right? They're qualified to have someone else to call on the Lord with them. You know, calling on the Lord is such a great practice that we have. I can't imagine my life without calling on the Lord. So just imagine not being able to call on the Lord, how miserable our life will be.
Yeah.
Right? So, but many, millions, you know, even the people in your class, they don't have the experience of calling on the Lord. They don't know how to call on the Lord.
Yeah.
They don't know the joy, you know, of calling on the Lord. They don't know just the release that we have from our stressful condition just by calling on the Lord.
Amen.
So you brothers are qualified to shepherd and to perfect others to call on the Lord.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Another thing I want to point out, you know, Nathaniel is an enjoyer. He loves to sing. You know, he brings the ukulele everywhere. And then he functions in that way. You know, function in the home meeting, that Brother Ken?
Oh, all the time.
All the time.
Early to play the guitar.
Early to play guitar. At UN too, right? UN plays guitar. Well, UN used to be in my home meeting. Actually, he was the one that used to play guitar in our home meeting. So he functions. Right? In the sense that these brothers are functioning in the meetings, you know, in meetings of the church. And their functioning is for the sake of the building.
Yeah.
So it's not hard for you brothers just to get another brother. Yeah. Or get another, maybe even one of your friends. Teach them how to play guitar.
Yeah.
Right? Teach them how to play one song.
Yeah.
Right? Find a song that only has two chords.
Amen.
Right, Revelation. What is that? G and D, the love of God and
the grace of Christ.
They only have two chords. Teach them, and then bring them to the meeting. And in the meeting, ask them to sing the song, call the song, and ask them to play the guitar. As soon as they do that, they're functioning. So you're perfecting them, right? Okay, amen. Thank you, brothers. Okay, point C. Let's read that together.
We must learn the truth and know what is the faith, who is the Son of God, and how to grow in life. When we have learned these lessons and have been taught this way, we will be able to teach others in the same way.
If you look at I'll just read the point for you. The outline that Brother Bill covered last night, the very last point, regarding the building of the body. The body of Christ is built directly by all the members of Christ. functioning directly, but all the members of Christ functioning, right? Each in his own measure. And he said that mainly in prophesying, speaking for the Lord. So we have to realize that a big part, a majority, a very important part of our building is by our speaking. Speaking for the Lord.
That's right.
Right? In the matter of prophesying.
Yeah.
I want to mention that, and when you think of prophesying, we have a meeting called prophesying meeting.
Right.
But that's not the only time where we can prophesy.
That's right.
That's, you know, that's one meeting.
Yeah.
Right? It's about 45 minutes. Most weeks we don't get a chance to speak, or we were too scared to speak. But there are other opportunities. I would say home meeting, you know, your Friday night meeting, your Bible study on campus.
Yeah. Right.
Those are also called, those meetings can also be called prophesying meeting. Because there are opportunities to speak, to prophesy.
Yeah.
Especially on Friday, in a Friday night, we come together in a home. It's so easy for everyone to participate.
Yeah.
But in our speaking, you know, we need... Here, like this point mentioned, we need to learn, right? We need to learn the truth. We need to know what is the faith. We need to know who is the Son of God. All these things happen through our getting to the Word together in twos and threes.
Yeah.
So again, you know, our twos and threes. Set aside some time to study the Word.
Yeah.
Set aside some time to read the Bible together or to read the ministry together.
Amen.
And as you're pursuing the Lord... You'll have something. You'll be equipped to speak for the Lord, right? To prophesy for the Lord.
Amen.
Actually, another example is that if you probably have a lot of encounter with people on campus, and sometimes they will just ask you a question. What about this? You know, who is God? Who is Christ? What is redemption? You know, what is regeneration? What is transformation? You know. What is sanctification? You know, is the Lord really coming back? You know, anyway, there's so many questions. And then I feel like the best way is not to answer them right away. The best way is to invite them to come for coffee or to come to your house or to come to the home meeting. And within those time, get into the Word together with them. All right? So in a sense, you're perfecting them. To open the Word, to come to the Word. So you're not just giving them answer. If you give them answer, they might not remember the next day. They might forget. But if you give them a way to find the answer themselves, that's really much better, right?
Yeah.
Much better than just, here's what I know and I'm going to tell you. But if they're able to find the answer themselves, you know, if they're able to open the Word and read the Word themselves... That is much, much better.
Yeah.
That's a form of perfecting too.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay, let's read point D.
As Christ is carrying out the Lord's move on the campuses into twos or threes, we will learn and get ourselves perfected. Then we will become a pattern, and our pattern will be a perfecting to others.
So this point speaks that we need to become a pattern. A pattern is very much related to our living, right? So our daily life, our living is a pattern. And that pattern just perfects someone. Ian's going to share a little bit regarding this point.
So my name is Ian, and I spent the last year in Newton, Massachusetts, serving in the training. And although in the training we have a team of five, there's still some principles in our experience that I think are really applicable. And the first point is that we were able to get into a family's home that lived really close to the campus at Boston College. And this is a pretty young couple, and they have two really young kids. And our way of beginning to shepherd them was just to come over to their house and spend time with them and take care of their kids. And so this became a kind of shepherding to them, a kind of cherishing and nourishing. And as we got to know them, we began to pray with them for the gospel on the campus. So this home became really, really key for us as far as the gospel move. on Boston College. They are one of the key families in the Friday night home meeting. And we also began to bring a freshman student from Boston College into their home. And this, first of all, by them being shepherded, they were able to have a burden to care for the students. So we started bringing a student over to their house, and the student really enjoyed the home atmosphere. So we have, like, you know, little kids running around, and we were playing with the kids, and we have good food, and this also shepherded the student. So the family really appreciated that their home became an outlet for the gospel, and the student really appreciated the home atmosphere. So definitely one principle is that you all as students, you all have a right to get into the saints' homes. This becomes a shepherding to them, and it definitely becomes a blessing to their home, because the family is very busy. You know, they have young kids. They can't go out and preach the gospel. But by you inviting yourself to their home, they have a way for their function to be unlocked. So they have a way to be perfected to function just by you being there. And then also you have a function to bring new students to that home. So after, you know, a couple of months bringing this freshman student to the home meeting, he got to know the saints really well. And there's one church kid also on that campus in the home meeting, and she would bring food sometimes. So this freshman student, this new student, he saw this church kid, this other student, bringing food to the meetings. And eventually, he was open to cook for the home meeting. So he unlocked his function by actually cooking a dish that he really likes making with his family. And he cooked it for the whole home meeting. So this is just a way to unlock everyone's function. So everyone can do something, especially in the homes, whether it's just, you know, being in the meeting, singing and enjoying with the family. You can cook, you can help do dishes, you can play with the kids. There's a lot of really easy, simple functions, and that can help unlock the enjoyment and the functions of all the saints, and especially the new students.
Yeah, I just want to emphasize that when that freshman volunteered to cook for the home meeting, I think all of us were like, wow, you know, we're so cherished. Yeah, you know, it's like, okay, this is why we're doing a home meeting, you know, because we're just so happy to realize that this freshman is actually, he realized that he's part of the home meeting.
Yeah.
And so as a part of the home meeting, you also want to participate.
Yeah.
Right? And if you go back to point A1 again, this is really what it means to perfect, you know, is to equip, you know, to supply the function. If you know, you just supply the function. Supplying the function can also be, you know, we can also say that you just give them opportunities for people to function, to participate in whatever that we're doing, whether it be taking care of the kids, whether it be, you know, washing dishes after we eat, or it can be, you know, what this freshman did. He wanted to cook for the home meeting. Amen. Okay, let's read 1 and 2 together.
After the responsible students serve for a few months, they should bring other students into bearing responsibilities. The students will eventually graduate, but while they are still in school, they should build up something on the campus. Then those whom they raise up will continue, and the Lord's work will not be terminated.
So there's 2 points, right? You have to realize that We need to bring all the ones that we have around us into bearing responsibilities, because like we only have 4 years,
yeah.
We're not there, you know, for years to end. We only have 4 years, and we have to be faithful to realize that the Lord is moving on our campus, and in 4 years we have to rise up to function, and we have to also raise others to function.
Yeah.
Okay, please point 3 together again.
Through our shepherding and perfecting in twos or threes, we should expect that there will be a visible, discernible manifestation of parochial time for those under our care.
Amen. So this morning, I just want to emphasize that we just have to believe that when we have the joining, the knitting, and the operation, those things equal the growth.
Right.
So take care of the enjoying of Christ, and take care of functioning in the church life. Amen.